With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney. County jail populations dropped this spring as the state reacted to the novel coronavirus pandemic. Now, with cases of COVID-19 on the rise, inmate populations in several of Montana's largest county jails are growing, and cell blocks are crowded. Some advocates are calling for more action to reduce the number of people locked up during this time. But local sheriffs say they're balancing virus risks and public safety. It's all leaving some inmates worried about their health. Charles Bolte reports.
Hello, this is a collect call from
Aurora,
an inmate at Cascade County Adult Jail. You may start the conversation now.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Aurora. How are you today?
I'm okay. There's a couple things I wanted to...
This is Aurora Quinn. She's a federal inmate at the Cascade County Detention Facility in Great Falls, Montana. We're talking over the phone via Skype.
In this pod, there's literally women sleeping shoulder to shoulder in here. Most of the women in here are sleeping on the concrete floor on mats that are probably not even 2 inches thick.
Quinn is in on meth distribution charges. She lives in G-Pod, where she says there aren't enough beds and there's almost always women sleeping on blue mats on the floor of the main room. Quinn says social distancing is impossible. She feels it's inevitable that the novel coronavirus gets inside the jail. She's scared because she has a health condition that could make her more vulnerable to COVID-19. She's not the only one. Montana Public Radio spoke with a half dozen women in the Cascade County Jail. Each shared Quinn's concerns. Several women said they had pre-existing conditions like asthma.
There's all kinds of medical problems in here, and it's like we're not human, you know? It's like we're cattle just waiting for slaughter.
Jail populations across the state dipped this spring over concerns that COVID-19 could spread in close quarter spaces like cell blocks. The Supreme Court and the governor's office issued guidance urging the release of certain inmates to stave off a COVID-19 outbreak in jails and prisons. Much of that guidance remains in place. But in recent weeks, those populations are climbing back up in several of Montana's most populated county jails. The upward swing is apparent in jails in Yellowstone and Cascade counties. The Cascade County Jail, where Aurora Quinn lives, was nearly 100 inmates over capacity July 1st. Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter says public safety is his priority.
I'm in the business of risk management, which means I usually am left with a good decision and a worse decision.
Slaughter's office is responsible for running the Cascade County Jail. He says the jail is overcrowded, and even before the pandemic, the local sheriff's office was trying to lower inmate numbers. He says a pretrial risk assessment tool that started this spring is working to reduce jail inmates. He also hopes to get a work release program going. But in the effort to reduce jail overcrowding, he draws the line at changing his office's policies about what types of offenders are booked into the jail. That's an approach other counties have taken during the pandemic, including Lewis and Clark and Missoula.
I think some of that is unconstitutional, and I would be concerned with that. And the reason I say that is the legislature sets the law. I got to be really careful about painting outside the lines, because truly, you know, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't.
What would you say to people who argue like that when people are overcrowded in a pod, they can't social distance in the time of COVID, and that's inhumane treatment?
You know, I guess my response to that would be this. What's the alternative? That same person you could release because of those reasons, of those inhumane or cruel and unusual punishment due to COVID, if you release them and they harm somebody, guess who owns that? I own that.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, on behalf of Disability Rights Montana, filed a petition in April requesting an order that would drastically reduce the number of people incarcerated in all correctional facilities. S.K. Rossi is the advocacy and policy director at ACLU Montana.
Anybody who is currently incarcerated in Montana at either the county or state level that is not a immediate physical threat to another person should be released.
The Montana Supreme Court denied the ACLU's petition. The court wrote in its opinion that the state's justice system was doing enough to mitigate COVID-19. The court said, quote, the executive and judicial branches have implemented appropriate and detailed measures for correctional facilities and jails to address the current state of emergency, end quote. Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote memos in March to lower courts urging that, quote, given the potential danger of congregate care, you work with local authorities to evaluate every pretrial defendant in detention, end quote, and specifically to the courts of limited jurisdiction to, quote, review your jail rosters and release without bond as many prisoners as you are able, especially those being held for nonviolent offenses, end quote. Nationwide, there have been outbreaks and deaths in both county jails and state prisons. According to the New York Times, quote, in American jails and prisons, more than 100,000 people have been infected and at least 763 inmates and correctional officers have died, end quote. Montana hasn't recorded a COVID-19-related death in a local jail or state prison, but inmates have tested positive at several county jails. Here's S.K. Rossi again.
We think that something needs to be done, and we think that the right thing needs to be done, and that there are people with the power to do it. We will continue pushing until it gets done or until it is resolved in some other way.
MTPR's calls and emails to the governor's office and the Justice Department were redirected to the Department of Corrections, which has responsibility only for state facilities, not county jails. The DOC can alleviate some of the overcrowding by transferring state inmates that are being held in county jails to state facilities. The state restarted transferring those inmates in mid-May with input from the department's clinical services staff and the Montana Department of Health and Human Services. In an emailed statement, department spokesperson Carolyn Bright said that the state agency is balancing, quote, between keeping the correctional system in motion and ensuring the health and safety of inmates and staff at its facilities and those in Montana counties, end quote. Ultimately, responsibility of county jails falls to local governments, and for a time, things were different. Nanette Gilbertson is the executive director of the Montana Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Gilbertson says fewer people were locked up when a statewide stay-at-home directive was in place.
There was a lull in many things, and I think there was a very conscientious effort during that time not to bring anyone into the detention facilities that didn't absolutely have to be brought in.
Gilbertson says county sheriffs look to guidelines from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and follow other directives to mitigate COVID-19 in county jails. Gilbertson says what didn't change was violent crime levels and that public safety remains the highest priority.
I think once we hit the expiration of some of those directives, it was time for sheriffs and law enforcement to get back to business as usual and to focus their efforts on public safety.
Business as usual for the criminal justice system includes overcrowding in county jails. For Aurora Quinn at the Cascade County Jail, that means three people in a cell built for two.
Even if there was no pandemic, it would be like jaw-dropping crowded in here.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte in Missoula, Montana.
This is Montana Public Radio.